what another person may have done which is wrong. In other words, charity not only thinks no evil, it never rejoices over evil. You might say, so strange, so malicious. I may have problems, you might object, but there's none one of them. Don't be so sure. People will make mistakes. They will do wrong. They'll commit sin. And what are we tempted to find? We are tempted to find, you don't explain this, you believe it, a strange satisfaction because someone else, well, does what I wouldn't think of doing, or does not do what I know I'm doing. Is number 10 is almost a definition of Pharisaical hypocrisy. In other words, charity does not rejoice over evildoers. Helen Media, Chicago Tribune, New York Times, Washington Post, one newspaper after another, one media program after another. What does it do? Parade the crimes and misdeeds of other people. Don't tell me people don't find satisfaction over the evil doing of others. If they did not, most of our newspapers would go out of existence. But we, and I know I'm giving a retreat. Whatever other resolution you make during the retreat, may I beg you to watch your exposure to evil, to sin, reading about it, hearing about it, seeing it. What happens? The more we're exposed to the evil doing, which I repeat, the modern media are hell-bent on cultivating in our minds. The more it is, even in the eyes of God, they become commonplace and standard in the eyes of the world. Number 11, charity rejoices with the truth. This has 100 meanings, just one for our purpose here. When St. Paul tells us to rejoice with the truth, he tells us we are to be happy over the truth, which means over what pleases God. when sinners are suffering and brought there to their knees by a God who wants to bring them to their senses, we should rejoice. And when God sends us, and I won't let go of this theme until we finish, when God brings a suffering or trial, we should rejoice because we need it. The truth is, and I begin with a speaker, the truth is we are all so naturally and spontaneously prone to pride, we need God to humiliate us. Rejoice. Number 12. Charity bears all things, seeing everything as a gift of God, no matter how heavy. And the verb in the original Greek brings out the weight. Charity believes all things, trusts people, always, of course, with prudence. And remember, we are to help others practice charity toward us, so they will not lose trust in us. Once we've been betrayed, how hard it is to recover our trust in that person. Well, if that's the way we feel about others, let's make sure that others have the same tendency towards us. And speaking to women, what men most need is absolute, constant, loving fidelity. And I don't mean just fidelity and chastity. That your word can be trusted. And that means you don't make rash promises. That's why, just a reminder, remember the three qualities of a good examination of conscience: gratitude, repentance, and planning. Think before you act. Think before you speak. Think before you think. So that then people can trust you. 14. Charity hopes all things. Confident. The only question we should ever ask ourselves is, does God want me to do this? Once you know that, close your eyes. Jump in. Do it. That is humanly impossible. My dear, did you forget the definition of grace? That's what grace is. Grace is the strength that God gives us to enable us to do what is humanly impossible. And finally, charity endures all things. And my comment is to tell you, when you really love, you're willing to take it and take it. Why? Because you're in love. You're in love with whom? You're in love with the God who put this person into your life as an opportunity for you to show how much you love Him. Lord Jesus, you told us you came to give us a new commandment, to love one another as you have loved us, my dear Savior, you're all afraid because your loving us meant you're walking the bloody footsteps to Calvary. And we all dread to bleed. Give us, dear Jesus, the strength to love you so deeply that we will love everyone whom you place into our lives for this one purpose, that by growing in our love for them, we might be growing in our love for you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.